So in your world now, in terms of safety, you are beginning to look a bit hopefully for the things that are happening. And that is a good thing. What you are going to find is that you have probably altered your emotional shape to get through this extended time of fear. And the kind of fear that has been around you comes from more than one source, which means that the fear itself is a bit complex. The world around you visually is changing. Things that were there before are not there now. And you feel those things. The things that were growing perhaps are not growing in the same way anymore. The things where you felt, shall we say, that you knew what you were doing in the world, all of that has to some degree been shaken. And that is not all bad, because it opens you to better parts of yourself, to more creative parts of yourself. You will allow yourself to think and do things that you may not have thought about before, or even allowing different patterns to emerge for you that you would like to try on, that you would like to try on to see if they are going to work for you. So these are good things. So two things we would like to mention to you. One is that as the vaccines are coming in, which will protect you, by the way, from all of the COVID material, you are going to feel safer because you will be safer. That is not an illusion. And at some point, you are going to realize what a toll this time has taken on you. And we do not mean that in an utterly bad way, because when you have big change, then certainly it is going to take a toll on you. Things are in different places. You may feel things differently yourself. And so we will move from the time of safety into a time of healing and rebuilding. And that is going to begin in your own life. So it is the feeling that you may have been holding your breath for a year. The feeling that you may not, that parts of yourself may not have been free, may not have been able to express or to move in the world. You are going to have a realization of that. And what we want to tell you is that is all very natural. And we want you not to feel that you must do something extreme to get yourself back, because that is not a good plan. It is to allow yourself time to say, things are different. How am I with them? This used to be a working thing. It is not a working thing. But I'm looking over here at this thing, which seems very much to be a working thing. So this is the kind of maneuvering, shall we say, that you will be doing in the not too distant future. That ability, two things have happened. The ability to maintain and sustain yourself as you have is quite remarkable, because it is more than a year and we are still not quite to the point of taking and releasing the deep breath. But how well you have done in extremely trying circumstances. And when you look at the world around you, you may notice that not everyone has done well. So remember to be congratulatory of yourself for being who you are, holding yourself in a good way, and working in the world in peace as much as that is possible. That is an excellent thing. these new challenges are going to indeed be challenges, but they are not going to be, they do not require wild responses. They require centered, let me look at the world as it is now and find my way through it and find my place in it. The tricky part is that you cannot do that before that actually has happened. So we are coming to the threshold where we will be looking at that. In the meantime, as you feel some of the wear and tear, which is inevitable, we want to encourage you to please allow yourself to cry, please allow yourself to laugh, please allow yourself to hide, please allow yourself to come out of the cave. We want to have a great field of allowing for the self, because that will help you make your balance decisions as you move forward. We have talked about this and we see that you are doing well. We know there are moments, but let us underline, this is no time for judgment of the self, of anything else. Simply no time for that. It is the time for loving kindness in every situation where you can manage that. So we are indeed moving forward. It has indeed been a strain. We do not need to pretend about that. But we want to be proud in the good way of our ability to remain who we are, to keep walking forward, and to be whole in who we are, and to love ourselves and the world around us. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a wind blow, and feel it blowing all around you. Let it blow away any burdens that you might have picked up outside of your body from the world around you. Any fear, any heaviness. Give it to the wind. Let the wind take it away. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let the energy wash your root and make it clean and new, so that it is holding the pattern that is your pattern for creating, and it is ready when the door opens to the thing you wish to create. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. and let that cleansing energy wash away old patterns of shame and judgment, all of the old responses that draw you into a place where you do not wish to live. And as the shame and the judgment leave your body, become aware of the waterfall that is there, on your side, to wash away anything that comes into your life that you do not wish to hold without judgment and shame. So whatever needs to be removed, have no opinion about it, but simply let it be purified, washed away, taken away so that you do not have to carry it. Feel the cleansing energy come up into your solar plexus. And let that energy wash the solar plexus clean of any emotions that might have caught in your mind or your body. Emotions that you do not wish to revisit. You have learned from whatever they are, and now let them be washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy water your garden. And wash away from that garden anything that you do not want growing there. Any old pain, any old judgment, let the water wash it away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. Let the cleansing energy wash away any communication that might be harsh or hurtful or simply lacking in acknowledgement for all that you are. Wash away the lack and the presence so that that is no longer in your communication center. And now there is a place to speak to you from a place of loving kindness only about anything that you wish to know or speak about. Feel that center healed and ready to help you there. Let the cleansing energy come up into your third eye and wash the third eye. Feel the third eye open and feel your powers restored, the powers of intuition, the powers of knowing, and feel the clear third eye giving those to you in a better and brighter form. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown. Let the cleansing energy open your crown. And as it does, let the cleansing energy wash away any reluctance to receive the abundance of the universe that your soul desires. Now feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour into your body. Feel that energy open the crown and the third eye and illuminate your thoughts. Let it fill the communication center. bring its light into your heart. And feel it spread through your trunk for healing, across your back and shoulders for release of burden. Let it flow into your solar plexus, your second center, and your root. Let that energy fill your body, flow down through your legs and your feet. Make you golden. And feel that energy move past your body to make a field that will draw all that is good into your life as you walk your path. Move your attention into your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, find a place where water runs. And drink that water to refresh your soul, your spirit. And become aware of a path in your heart that moves upward. Step on the path and easily move up with that path. Come to an energy of honoring and breathe in that energy so that everywhere that breath goes, you are honored. Feel how light you have become. And move forward on that path. And come to a place where a light shines and makes a column of light. And this is a column of light that helps you release. Step into that light and exhale out anything you no longer wish to carry. And move forward as the path moves up. And find that you are walking to a place under a rainbow. And this is the place of the gift. Rest the mind. Know the gift. when you've known your gift. Come to the path and very lightly come back down the path and feel that there is magic in the path, and where your foot touches the path, the magic becomes a part of your body and your consciousness. And it is the magic of light. Come to your heart center again and stop and see what a beautiful garden you have planted. Admire it and admire you for its creation and the universe for its sustenance. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.